podcast that you, the listener, create.
Hello. Welcome back to Strange Pathways. This is episode 5. For once, the photo at the front of this isn't by TMB Gallery. This photo that goes with the podcast was taken by someone I once knew. This person and I were driving on an old country road, and she had just gotten a new camera. She was messing around with it, snapping just a few photos ahead of us in the dark, just to get used to the camera's nuances. And in this photo, you'll see something very, very odd at the side of the road. Now, I'm willing to admit this is not the best photo in the world. But you can tell that whatever it is to the right is anomalous. That it doesn't really belong there. You can see trees to the right. You can see the road. You can see the dashboard of my car. But that little thing, it kind of looks like an alien gray. But it's twisted, it's contorted, like it's vaporous. It didn't come to me until a couple weeks after the photo was taken that at this very spot, a man I once knew had committed suicide. He had bone cancer. And he wasn't well liked in the community. He was kind of a rotten man. But a couple weeks before, he apologized to everyone. And he brought a friend over and told him that he was to go check something for him. While the friend was off checking, doing the little chore, he had shot himself. I find it interesting that this photo was taken at the place where he shot himself. Now, for something a bit more recent, my friend Tracy, who owns TMB Gallery, he usually does most of the photos for us, Tracy and I went ghost hunting. And I took her to a place where I usually get, not usually, I always get EVP. And I have such great success. I had gone there once. I'm not going to say where it is, because it's in the middle of the woods, and I don't want people flocking to it. But I usually get EVP that sound like this.
Is there anything you'd like to do?
It's always that electronic pop and hiss. Now I have thought that perhaps that it's the recorder. But I've tested the recorder in other occasions where I'm not searching for EVP, and I never get the pops, the clicks, that I do at this spot. And this spot is reputed to be haunted. I can't talk too much about it, but it is reputed to be haunted. Things have happened there. Now, about a week ago, as of this recording, Tracy and I went ghost hunting, like I said before. And we were only at this little cemetery for 10 minutes. We got a lot of the pop and click EVP. But we also picked up this. Now listen very carefully, and you'll hear heavy breathing, and you'll hear what seems to be the word look said. Here's the recording.
Do you go anyplace else besides here? It is very pretty here.
I have never, ever captured an EVP that clear before. I have gone back one time since then, and I'm not scared. I have gone back one time since then. I'm still reviewing the recording, and if anything is found, I'll be sure to post it on the next episode. Anyway, let's move on to our stories. These next two stories come to us from Mel J. She writes, "Hi, I've been listening to you since you started. I commend you on your work. The following are absolutely true accounts witnessed by me. It was early evening during the winter months of 1981 here in West Central Florida. We had our windows open, enjoying the cool weather. In particular, we had the glass of our front door wide open, which is where our cat, who lived around our place, stayed most of the time. Typically, she paid no attention to us, or even bothered to look in. On the one evening, she began to howl and scratch at the door. She put her paws on the windowsill and stood to look inside. She became alarmingly quiet, and her head moved around as if she were watching something fly around inside the house. I got up from my seat to see what she was looking at and felt a cold, almost freezing chill come over me for just a second. It was as if a spirit passed through me. I told my mom about my chill, and she began to cry, and I asked her what was wrong. She said someone she loves just died and came by one last time to say goodbye. 30 minutes later, the phone rang, and I answered it. It was the hospital where my grandmother was staying for some tests. The nurse on the other end said my grandmother had just passed away. I asked the nurse at exactly what time did she pass. The nurse said it was about 30 minutes ago. This is absolutely true. It was my mother's mother who had been living with us who died. This next story really freaked me out when it happened. My mother was born in the Skyline Drive Valley of Virginia in 1919. She had never gone to church, but rather learned a form of hoodoo from her mother and grandmother. When things got tough financially when I was a kid, my mother would lock herself in my parents' bedroom, and I could hear her chanting words I'd never heard before. Then I would smell something burning. Then, late that night, I heard something outside my bedroom window. I looked to see my mother holding what looked like a doll in one hand and a knife in the other. She was chanting and burning a small roll of sticks. Then suddenly she stabbed the doll once in the body, maybe heart. I didn't want to anger her by asking what she was doing, and all but forgot about the incident. About a month later, we got a phone call telling us that a man who had done some work on our house but didn't finish had suddenly died. The man tried to extort more money from my folks and refused to finish his work. He had put a lien on our house. The call was to let us know that the lien was removed since the man had died and no one wanted to follow up. The man had suddenly died from his heart exploding in his chest. He was only 29 years old. When I heard his first name said, I remembered hearing the name as one of the words my mother said in her chant. I never asked her if she did it, but in my heart I know she did. As it turned out, the man had tried to extort money from others. That's about as weird as I want to share for now. Maybe more when I feel comfortable. Thank you. Thank you, Mel. It's very much appreciated that you share these stories with us. This story comes from Anonymous. Do you ever wonder how scary death is? Think about it. It's the one thing that we truly know absolutely nothing about. Some people may cite religious beliefs of an afterlife, and others might claim they just focus on life, but it's really something that is totally and utterly foreign to us. And what if the religious people are wrong? What if death really is non-existence, that it's simply over once the brain dies? Terrifying, huh? Of course, the reasoning goes that you won't notice it, since you won't exist. But let's say a certain someone could expose you to non-existence. Let's say this person could actually let you experience the state of not existing, and more importantly, let you remember it. He'd probably be able to get you to agree to anything in order to avoid that fate. For certain people near death, their brain activity sometimes ceases completely for about 3 seconds and then returns, only to shortly die in a more conventional fashion. As another aside, many hospital orderlies have noticed a man wearing a suit that they have never seen in any catalog or in any person before. Interestingly enough, when you ask them about the suit, they will struggle for a moment, then reply that it's hard to describe, but they are sure they haven't seen it before. Ask them about the man, however, and they will freeze up, spasm violently, and reply, "What man?" Well, that's all the stories we have for episode 5. If you'd like to share some stories with us, please write us at strange.pathways@yahoo.com, or you can get a hold of us through the YouTube channel. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And as with everything, don't take my word for it. If you want to experience some of this stuff, it's out there. Go get a recorder. Find the haunted houses in your area. Find the cemeteries. Find the ghost stories. Every place has them, even though they might not be as rich as the area that I live in. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. Stay scared.
Thank you for listening to Strange Pathways. The music that you're listening to is The House of Leaves by Kevin MacLeod. You can get a hold of us through our email account, strange.pathways@yahoo.com.